How do you feel about children cycling? Olympic gold medal winning cyclist Chris Boardman has said he won't let his daughter ride a bike on the road because cycling just doesn't feel safe. He thinks most parents feel the same, which is why fewer children are cycling. What do you think this is? Is this parents being overly protective, or are our roads just too dangerous? Well, you can call us on 08459 555 678 or text 81771. I'm joined by commentators Heidi McAlpin and Brendan Mulgrew. Heidi, what do you think?
Well, my daughter is the same age as Chris Boardman's daughter. She's 8 and she's a keen cyclist, which is fantastic, and you know, it's to be encouraged. Her school is about a 6-minute cycle from the house, but we live on a busy road, and I would never, ever let my daughter cycle on that road. She would be running the gauntlet with double-decker buses, white van man, Chelsea tractors, emergency service vehicles flying down the road. So why on earth would I put her in that very dangerous situation? She does, however, cycle on the pavement, and I'm on the NI Direct website, and it does say under rules for cyclists, rule 54, you must not cycle on a footway or footpath unless it's a cycle lane. But I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Is it an age thing? Would you let her cycle when she's a bit older?
Possibly. I think it's more of a maturity phase, but also I personally feel exposed if I'm cycling on a road, a main arterial route in Belfast where I live, or even a main road feeding into an arterial route. There are buses everywhere, delivery vans everywhere, and obviously whenever you're doing the school drop-off, which is a great time for kids to get on their bike, it's the same time as the rush hour traffic. So again, you're running the gauntlet. I'd rather she got off her bike, crossed over a road and got back on her bike when it was safe again. The pavements are wide enough and she's safe enough and slow enough to be able to share it with a pedestrian. And when I'm a pedestrian on a pavement, I don't mind if a child is on their bicycle. I really don't mind. They don't whiz right up past my ear at a wheel. They do cycle with caution, and usually they're with another parent because that parent doesn't want to see them on the road.
Brendan, you have an 8-year-old daughter as well. Is it to do with the roads being too busy now, or are drivers less patient and considerate?
Well, it's an 8-year-old son that I have, actually, just to nail that one, in case you ever heard this. I see very, very few children cycling to school as I drop him off to school most mornings. And I think it is. I think it's to do with the things which Heidi has mentioned. People are just not confident enough that the roads are safe enough. But I think if they do get a bit older, maybe the break is between primary school and secondary school. And if I was to cycle the routes with my older boys towards their secondary school a few times, get them confident, point out the very obvious points where they need to be very, very concentrated, I do think if you give them that level of confidence, you need to let them go a little bit. And I think that break between primary and secondary might just be the time to let them go on their own two wheels. But there are huge problems in Northern Ireland. In Belfast, less than 2% of people cycle to school or work, compared with European cities in Copenhagen and in Denmark, where the figures are 20 and 36%. That's a massive cultural difference and a massive cultural shift which is required. The roads aren't safe enough to cycle on, and I certainly wouldn't let my primary school boy cycle to school on his own. So it's just not on the road, maybe on the footpath, but at the confidence level's not there yet, either with him or with me.
Yeah, I mean, somebody said to me once that the roads in Belfast, the reason that more people don't cycle, because it's so dangerous, is because they're too narrow. The roads in Belfast are too narrow, and by and large, they're trying to get two lanes onto both sides, and it just isn't feasible for people to cycle.
The cycle network in Belfast, it's very inconsistent, it's very erratic, and even if I do a journey from home to work by bike, which does happen occasionally, it's rare, but it does happen. There's parts of the road where the cycling disappears altogether, where you're forced to mount the pavement. There's bus lanes which take up some part of the road, but not the others. The cycle infrastructure in Belfast, it needs a lot of attention. It's just far too inconsistent.
But it's so much better than it was. I mean, in the last 10 years, it's just completely transformed.
In certain stretches, it is. And it is possible, if you hit the towpath and come up at the embankment, etc., it is possible to cycle probably all the way into town using a cycle lane. But if you want to cycle down, say, Malone Road, Lisburn Road, past Great Victoria Street, the first time I did that, after a number of years of not having done it, I was nervous cycling that day.
I do like Chris Boardman's ambitions of a UK cycling revolution he talks about, but it really, I mean, Brenton's right. There is no joined up infrastructure for cyclists in Belfast or Northern Ireland, I would imagine. There needs to be a shift in attitude away from the car as your default vehicle and towards cycling. Apart from the fact that the obesity epidemic everyone talks about, isn't this the perfect solution for it, especially for children? Get them cycling young. It's relatively affordable. You can get a second-hand bike for, you know, 20, 30 quid. Here's Christmas is coming up. And get them cycling to school. And schools need to step up to the mark as well. I have not heard anything from my daughter's school, and she's in P4, about cycling proficiency tests, but they're all learning the recorder. Will you tell me which is more important in life, that screeching bit of wood or safety on the road with your bicycle?
It's difficult, though, Heidi, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, absolutely take your point, but it's difficult considering that there have been some very horrendous fatal accidents with older cyclists over the last couple of years in Belfast, and obviously also not in the too distant past. A young girl was injured in East Belfast on her bike on the way to school.
That's right, and she was actually on the pavement and was walking to the same school that my daughter goes to. But there does need to be a change, and there needs to be a re-education, not just for cyclists, young and old, but for drivers as well. We all need to respect each other. We're all sharing the same roads, and we need to have mutual respect. And I know as a driver that I think bad thoughts about cyclists. I mean, only yesterday I was driving down a narrow, windy country road, and there was a car coming towards, driving, overtaking a bicycle on a blind bend, nearly drove into the car I was in. It was a real heart-in-your-mouth affair, but it was because they were trying to overtake a cyclist. Now, why does that driver not understand that he needs to hold back and wait until he overtakes the cyclist? The cyclist is on the road because there's nowhere else for him to go. There is no joined-up cycling network or solution in Northern Ireland, I believe, and there needs to be. We've had the Giro d'Italia today. It has got so many more people on their bikes, and why do we not need, why should we not, and are we not as a society and as an assembly pushing that forward and making cycling more popular by giving them, cyclists, the better infrastructure and the better education at all ages?
I suppose, Brendan, it comes down to money, doesn't it? If they started talking about millions for cyclists in the current climate, it might not go down that well.
It does come down to money, and I think that within the Assembly and within Danny Kennedy's department, there are lots of policies in place which are looking at cycling strategies and looking at travel-wise initiatives, and there's even a cycling unit within the Department of Regional Development. I'm not sure what practical effects or impacts they're having on the ground when it comes to increasing cycling infrastructure. The policies seem to be there. Are they getting put in place? Probably a question of resources, but Heidi is right to say that there are cycling horror stories, and there have been far, far too many fatalities in Belfast, and the numbers that you hear of in London are absolutely frightening. But at the same time, we do have to take a wee bit of faith in our own kids and instill some confidence in them, go out there with them on their bikes, get them used to the route that they're going to be travelling to school, and in some ways let them find their own feet as well, or their own way.
Oh, I don't know. The thought of being on a road in Belfast in 2014 with an 8-year-old child just fills me with horror. Get on your bike, but keep it on the pavement.
Paul has called in from Tandragee. Paul, what do you think?
I must admit, I think the road is far too dangerous for children. You have to remember they don't have space to learn it, and they don't have a sort of a healthy appreciation for the dangers of cars. I know I have two boys, one at 6, one at 9. Both are looking bicycle, new bike. One of them is very keen to cycle, and the eldest boy, and we just stick to the towpath.
It's not a great line, Paul. We'll maybe give you a quick buzz back and see if we can hear you if you're off the hands-free. Brendan, I think one of the points he was going to make was that it's not safe for adults, never mind children. I must admit now, I cycle a bit, but I do feel very nervous on the roads with cars and buses and lorries flying past.
Yeah, I hadn't cycled to work in a very long time, until about maybe a year or two ago. And I was a wee bit surprised at how nervous I felt myself. And what I did perceive as fairly active dangers on the road. And you need to be absolutely concentrated 100% of the time.
Yeah, completely.
For the entire journey.
Barry's called in from Bangor. Barry, what's the picture like there? Is it safe to cycle in the roads around North Down?
Oh, it's safe enough. But my problem would be with cyclists is they're on the road and you maybe see them cycling 2, 3, 4 abreast, taking up the full road, and they pay absolutely no road tax for doing it. And my point is, cyclists are getting all these cycle lanes built for them, and they pay absolutely no contribution towards it.
So, I know, but if you got more cars off the road, then you'd be freer to cycle. Would that not be a benefit?
Well, who's paying for it?
I think we all pay tax.
Nigel's called in. I think he might take you on this because you cycle a lot by the looks of things, Nigel.
I cycle a fair bit, I guess, yeah. Just the point about road tax, I think technically it's not a road tax. I think you're paying for your carbon impact or something like that there. So cyclists have either zero or a very small carbon impact. So the whole road tax is
okay, let's take that on. If that's the case... who's going to repair the roads? Where's that money going to come from when they get damaged through the years?
Oh, it would take a lot of bikes to damage the roads, surely.
Would it? The weather damages the roads. Frost damages the roads. It's not just driving on the roads damages the roads. It all needs to be repaired by the taxpayer.
So do you not like cyclists on the roads, Barry? Would you prefer if they had their own lanes?
Nothing wrong with them. I just think they should contribute towards the motorist has to. Why should they... It's like you drive in Belfast. The bus lanes are now taking up Belfast. When you're trying to get through Belfast now, people who are working in the city, it takes them twice as long now, and we're all paying the same tax.
Nigel, should you pay something? Okay, if it's maybe not to do with carbon emissions, but should you pay something?
Well, I have no problem paying or not paying. I mean, the point about the tax is we pay tax on cigarettes, we pay tax on smoking, we pay tax on our income. I don't think there's any link between the road tax you pay and what goes into maintenance. It's just a tax that's used for the NHS, for schools, for housing, for all the things we spend. So,
well, maybe then we need a cyclist's tax. Maybe that's the point. You know, you pay something towards all the cycle lanes being built and all the money being paid on infrastructure.
There's a vanishingly small number of cyclists who don't drive a car, who don't pay tax.
So maybe you're already paying ones. Jim's called in.
I imagine we're paying tax handsomely in many ways.
And VAT on your bike as well. Jim, what's your view?
Well, I have a few points to make. First point, it's against the law to ride your bicycle on a footpath.
Yeah, that's the first point. Child safety.
No, but secondly, yeah. I was knocked down by a cyclist 3 months ago and hurt. I reported it to the police, and the police said there's no way of investigating it because they couldn't tell who had done it. Now, Mr. Kennedy had a survey not so long back, and a few points were put to him is, one, cyclists should be charged £10 a year for the use of the roads. Two, they should have adequate insurance to cover them for an accident. And three, there should be an identification number on the bicycle. If I could just make a point, if you're sitting in your car and there's two lanes and a cyclist goes up the middle and he scrapes the side of your car, who pays for the repairs of that? Your own insurance? I don't think so. If they want to use the roads, they should take out insurance, the same as everybody else has to do, and they also should have an identification number on the bicycle.
Interesting points, Jim. Thanks very much, all of you, this morning, and I'm sure it's a topic we'll come back to on another day.